Are you paying too much for auto insurance or looking for coverage? Do you know which insurance company has the lowest rates? Call Direct Insurance now, and instead of searching through hundreds of insurance companies, let us do the work for you and match you with the one company that meets your auto insurance needs. Best of all, our service is free. Call now, 800-901-1249, 800-901-1249, 800-901-1249.
IRS, the most feared agency in the world. Here at Platinum Tax Defenders, we're A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, and we're proud to be one of the only firms in the country who helps taxpayers no matter how much they owe. Whether you owe just a few thousand dollars or hundreds of thousands, call now and take the first step in getting your tax matter resolved before the IRS seizes your assets or garnishes your wages. Call 800-349-9770. That number again is 800-349-9770. 800-349-9770.
An important message for all Americans who owe $7,500 or more in back taxes to the IRS. The tax pros at OIC Tax can help you. Call 800-416-4460 to find out if you qualify for the IRS's financial hardship program. OIC Tax can stop the IRS from garnishing your wages and help you get back on track with your tax problems. Call 800-416-4460 for a free consultation. That's 800-416-4460. 800-416-4460. Call now.
Are you a local business owner? Are you looking to boost sales? Break through the advertising clutter with online radio ads. With Audio Ad Sensor, you have 30 seconds to tell your story, message, or promotion to highly engaged listeners for as little as $75 a month. Advertise to thousands on some of the most trusted stations in radio. It's great for events. Create your campaign today. Head over to AudioAdSensor.com for more information. That's AudioAdSensor.com.
Are you the parent of a 2 to 7-year-old? Listen closely for an exciting free radio offer. By now, you've probably heard of ABC Mouse, the Parents' Choice Award-winning online learning program that's actually changing the lives of early learners everywhere.
ABC Mouse is like a little one-on-one teacher. It has helped her so much.
Right now, we're offering a special radio promo to try it free for a month. But you have to go to abcmouse.com/radio offer to claim your free month. That's abcmouse.com/radio offer.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, or anything else. Serenity Insurance specializes in low-cost SR22 or FR44 auto insurance. We've opened a phone line for very affordable car insurance meant specifically for overpaying high-risk drivers. The quote is free, and we'll handle the filings. Call 800-986-0694, 800-986-0694, 800-986-0694.
Casting live from the Hyundai Studios, this is Chicago's number one sports station. Sports Radio 670 The Score, WSCR and HD Chicago, WJMK HD2 Chicago. The Score! Scoreboard update.
From the Northwestern Basketball Update Studio, I'm Julie DeCaro. Join Chicago's Big Ten team at Welsh Ryan Arena this Sunday at 6 p.m. Single game and family plans on sale now at nusports.com. Well, it was no secret that the Cubs wouldn't be able to keep everyone from the World Series winning team next year, but it doesn't make it any easier to watch fan favorites sign with the Cardinals. Today, Dexter Fowler signed a 5-year, $82 million deal with St. Louis. That deal reportedly includes a no-trade clause. Cubs GM Jed Hoyer talked to Spiegel and Goff today, and he said it was tough watching Fowler sign elsewhere.
I was watching a press conference in here, and it definitely is disconcerting to see him in a Cardinal uniform. So, I think we had a sense that this was a possibility all winter. You know, the Cardinals are very clear about their desire to go get a center fielder and a leadoff hitter, and obviously he was a good fit.
At his press conference this morning, Fowler said he'll be forever grateful that he was a Cub. Cubs will face Fowler for the first time on opening night of the 2017 season in St. Louis. The Blackhawks take on the Rangers tonight at the United Center, and they'll be without Corey Crawford, Jonathan Toews, and Brent Seabrook for this one. Coach Joe Quenneville said yesterday he hoped Toews would be back on the ice by now, but Toews did not take part in today's morning skate. Both he and Seabrook could skate as early as tomorrow, but nothing definite right now. Puck drops on the Rangers and Blackhawks tonight at 7:30. The Bears continue prepping for the first-place Lions on Sunday at Ford Field. Head coach John Fox says he's hoping to see the strong play from the defense continue.
Anytime in the NFL you can hold somebody without a touchdown, you know, I think is key. Typically, not 100%, but your odds of winning are much greater. I think, the conditions are something that's relevant in that, and that throwing the football becomes a little bit more challenging.
As for the injury report, wide receiver Eddie Royal and lineman Mike Adams are doubtful for this one. Jonathan Anderson, Jonathan Banks, Josh Bellamy, and Marquise Wilson are questionable. Bulls are off for the day. They host the Heat at home tomorrow. This scoreboard update is brought to you by Rosen Hyundai of Algonquin. The Hyundai Holiday Sales event is going on now. And come to Cabela's Christmas Sale and find great deals for everything on your family's wish list. Plus, be one of the first 250 in line at 8 a.m. on Saturday and receive a free giveaway. Don't miss Cabela's Christmas Sale. I'm Julie DeCaro. You're listening to the home for the Ed Nableton Automotive Group Bears Mondays, starting at 5 a.m. with Mully and Hanley breaking down the Bears-Lions game and continuing with coverage throughout the day on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour is brought to you by Ryan Kelly. Visit thehomeloanexpert.com.
Oh, what's that? Are you kidding me?
Brian Billick.
They want a physical game. They think that's the game they want. We got to show them they picked wrong.
Super Bowl winning head coach.
The Baltimore defense, Brian Billick. That has been the difference in this game.
NFL Network contributor.
If you were in charge of an offense that managed 500 yards but just 23 points, how would you spend the next week getting ready for the next game?
I'd fire my coordinator.
Brian Billick.
Look, somebody!
Brian Billick with Boers and Bernstein on 670 The Score.
Brian Billick is on Twitter, at Coach Billick, and you can watch him on the NFL Network. You read his stuff at NFL.com. He joins us now on the CarX Tire and Auto Hotline. Is your car ready for winter? See your CarX man. Hello, Brian.
Good afternoon.
Curious to know, considering some of what we've heard this week about some tension at Halas Hall that could be developing between John Fox, Vic Fangio, and hearing some whispers of some dissatisfaction, how normal or abnormal is it in a tough season for some of these strong-willed guys who are around each other a lot to have some of this? And how much is that something you don't want and never want?
Well, if you're not arguing, you're not working. I mean, that's all part of it in terms of the preparation. And obviously the emotional toll on a season like this is going to be a factor. But that kind of standard operating procedure. And following a little bit from afar. I mean, Vic Fangio worked for me in Baltimore. He's an outstanding coach. I have a tough time seeing Vic and John Fox having the relationship that people are pretending that they do. Yeah, they're disagreements, and they're going to do this, they're going to do that. Sure, yeah, that's every day. But I'd be surprised if it's at the level of the discord that I'm seeing.
We've talked before about head coaching candidates with whom you have worked, Mike Singletary being among them. Vic Fangio's what? I want to say he's 58, and he's well-spoken and the most transparent Bears coach when it comes to actually asking or answering a question with a straight answer. And it's on that staff. It really is a luxury to have him. And he's had a couple of cursory interviews for a head coaching job. Why do you think he hasn't quite gotten traction in the market? And do you think that there is some ageism that could be going into his future possibilities?
Well, that eventually is going to happen, I'm sure, to a degree. I will tell you, Vic Fangio is one of the brightest, not only one of the best coaches I've ever been around, but one of the brightest men I've ever been around. His ability to recognize what's going on, his attention to detail. I mean, he's a phenomenal coach, and that's hard. You know, you're sitting there, and the way things have been going, and people are saying, what are you talking about here? He's a hell of a coach, make no mistake. Why he's been passed up, you can get on a cycle sometimes. Plus, Vic is one of those guys, you sit and visit with him, and you can just see whether an owner did that or not. You come away going, boy, that's a hell of a bright guy. Boy, that guy knows his stuff. Whether you would come away feeling like this is a guy that's going to get me excited as a head coach, he's kind of a dry personality. And hard to kind of see that fire that maybe an owner would want to see in terms of how do I quantify that in an interview. But he's as good a football man as I've ever been around.
Brian, it seems counterintuitive to think that Matt Stafford has been better without Calvin Johnson than he was with him. And I don't know, maybe that's not even true, but he certainly has been good. What have you seen different about him this year?
Well, I think he's been brilliant. I think he's established himself among, obviously, the best quarterbacks in the league. When you go back to mid-season last year when the new offensive coordinator took over and look at what Matthew Stafford's done over the last, you know, some 20-odd games. It's impressive. I mean, yeah, in 2011 he had the 41 touchdowns, but he had 16 interceptions. So they went 10-6 and lost the wild card round. And, you know, a lot of that has to do with what's going on around you. But he's been, I think, if he stays on pace the way he is now over the last 20 games, half the last season, a little bit more than half season, and this, you're talking about 40 touchdowns, single interception. Single-digit interceptions, I should say. That's impressive. And to not have an absolute go-to guy like Calvin Johnson is, anybody that had any doubt about Matthew Stafford, I think they removed that doubt.
You mentioned the offensive coordinator without availing yourself of the joyful opportunity of saying the name Jim Bob Cooter.
It's hard to come off my tongue just to say, you know, and I've been, and you know what, I forget whether it's Jim Bob or Joe Bob. So I've been saying, you know, the offensive coordinator Cooter, and that just, I just can't say that either. So I don't know. Maybe something, but he'll tell you what. He and Stafford are doing a hell of a job.
And what he's done is what we always said about Stafford is he's somehow found a way to do away with the stupid, to do away with those Stafford moments where he drops down and tries to find a passing lane that isn't there, and he squirts some pass right off a shoulder pad to the opponent. That for whatever Jim Bob Cooter has done with this guy, he has him seeing the game in a way that has protected the ball.
And they've, even though they're not running the ball particularly well, they're running better than Lions have for a while, they're staying with that pitch count. They're not asking Stafford. He's going to be almost 100 throws under that 2011 season. He was, what, 2650, 660, something like that. He's going to be in the mid-500s, I think, or well under 600, which, that, you know, that hasn't been the case for Matthew Stafford. So he's clearly added some efficiency to his game and understanding where, no, and yet kept his percent, completion percentage up. He's, what, 68%? It's one thing to cut down on interceptions, but to do that and keep your completion percentage up, because guys can just not throw the ball. You can tell a guy, look, don't take a chance. Well, then you're going to leave some big plays on the field as well. So he's been able to raise his completion percentage and drop his interception ratio. That's a tough combination. It's excellent.
How much do you think of what happened last night was Derek Carr's broken finger, and how much of it is the Kansas City Chiefs, which from a statistical standpoint defensively are not great, but from a points allowed standpoint, they're outstanding.
There just wasn't a lot of room to throw either.
Yeah, no, I think the finger's fine. It's easy to say it's not my finger, but he seemed fine last week. I think it's a combination of on the road, it was cold, that's a pretty darn good defense, and they do what Kansas City does. You're right. They're not, at least statistically, they're not really good at anything, but they're not bad at anything. They're consistent, and what do? They get turnovers, although last night's game was kind of antemon to Kansas City. One, they didn't get any real turnovers, and they generated some big plays. Where Oakland coming in was a much more of a big play offense. They didn't get a play over 20 yards in their passing game. Now they ran the ball pretty well, you know, when you look at which is a little odd to see Kansas City get run on that way and still win the game. But it wasn't turnovers. They did not turn the ball over, did Oakland. So they did it a little bit differently. So Kansas City, obviously, for real at home. And Oakland, you know, that would have been a big win for them. That would have, to me, beating Kansas City in Kansas City would have been, okay, they're the team. It's going to go through the black hole rather than through the foxhole for New England. Although New England getting beat up, they got some games. They got to play Baltimore this week, obviously, with Pittsburgh playing Buffalo. Those are two huge games. But I think we saw a young Oakland team look a little younger than they've been of late. They were getting so good and still going to be good. They had an opportunity to really separate themselves and couldn't last night.
Anything significant about the Bears' victory over the hapless 49ers in the snow, or was it just a day of avoidance of bad?
You know, sometimes the hardest thing to do is to beat the teams you're supposed to beat. It really is. It's one thing to be overmatched, but to go in and keep the mindset and the fact that they're playing hard and dealt with the elements, you know, there's nothing negative about coming away with a win.
I want to get back for a second to the relationship between coaches, and not specifically addressing Fox and Fangio, but one thing that I'm told is that Fangio has developed a relationship with his defensive players that is extremely strong. And they really would do anything. They really like and respect Fangio and would do anything for him. And Fox has not developed the same kind of personal relationship as the head coach, yet he is, by nature, a defensive guy. Now, you've done both. You've coordinated an offense. You have been in charge of a team and had to maybe kind of look over somebody's shoulder who is nominally running the offense for you. But is it okay then to, and is that sort of the, a good cop, bad cop arrangement when the players are closer to the coordinator with whom they spend so much time in that room and that side of the ball?
Sure, and it's going to happen with every... As you move up in the coaching ranks, you tend to move away from the players by nature of the scope of the job. Position coach should be closer to his players than the coordinator or the head coach is. The coordinator ought to be closer to the defense as a whole than obviously the head coach, because as a head coach, you're going to take that. Not that you don't develop a relationship, don't get me wrong, but they're there every day and going through the details and out at practice, and you do all the things you can to keep in touch with it as a head coach, but you got to do it on the offensive side as well. So that is natural, and you can't emulate that. Every defensive coordinator I had a better relationship with Ray Lewis than I did. And that's okay. You can't be envious of that or worry about that. You kind of expect that.
Is it hard for a coach who's obviously going to lean, unless it's a special teams coach, you're going to either have a history as an offensive mind or a defensive mind and just feel more strongly and just have more football equity built up on one side of the ball. Does it change the way then you might feel, look, that this coordinator on the opposite side is much more meaningful and that there's a level of trust there that say, look, if I hire you, you're kind of in charge of that side. I can say run it here or pass it here, or you can dabble, but doesn't it change your reliance on that person when it's not what you have done most of your career?
Oh, sure. The first question of any coach that goes in for a head coaching interview, when you've developed that level of expertise on one side of the ball or the other, the very first question, really the biggest question, and the only one that really matters, is who's going to be your, if you're a defensive guy, okay, who's going to be your offensive coordinator? What's your offensive philosophy? Because if you're the quote-unquote defensive guru or vice versa, whatever, and you come in and you sit down, you visit with the GM, you visit with the owner, at the end of the day, there's assumptions that you know what you're, you wouldn't be in that room unless you knew what you were doing, particularly on that side of the ball, because that's how you earned your chops. And quite frankly, they probably don't even know what really to ask, because you know your level of expertise, particularly on that side. So they're going to want to know, okay, we know you can do this. And we're going to kind of size up, okay, can you keep the bigger picture? Do you know how to structure practice? Do you know how to deal with the media? Do you have, you know, are you organized and can you process some of these other things you need to do? But then what are you going to do on the offensive side of the ball? And vice versa. If you're an offensive guy, who's going to be your defensive coordinator? So that's assumed. And you've got to be careful. You worry about, you know, we talk about, well, if you're a defensive guy, as a head coach, are you looking over the shoulder of the defensive coordinator and you see kind of wondering, okay, when are you going to kind of let me loose? You can't lose touch with the offensive guy. You got to make sure he knows that you're watching and paying attention to what's going on.
Brian, two really good games in the NFC this week, Seattle at Green Bay. Green Bay's 1-2 in a row. Are they prepared for Seattle? And Dallas travels to New York trying to keep that streak alive. What do you think of those two games?
Yeah, Seattle, obviously losing Earl Thomas is huge. And all these teams, that where we're looking at right now, the profile of the playoff is going to change because somebody else is going to get hurt along the way. That was a big loss of Earl Thomas. Now, they got Cam Chancellor. They're going to get Michael Bennett back. They're fine. Look like they're running the ball. So Seattle is physical enough to give Green Bay a tough go of it, to not kind of give the ball back to Aaron Rodgers. Aaron Rodgers is betting on running the table because they're playing better offensively, and he's looking at some of the offenses the defense is playing, and they, you know, they should hold up well, notwithstanding Seattle. And how is Russell Wilson going to play, who's been brilliant, and the running game is a little bit better. That offensive line for Seattle is still an issue. But yeah, Seattle is equipped to go in and play Green Bay very well. Cowboys and Giants, I mean, you got to look at what's different. Well, there's a whole lot different. You're not starting a rookie anymore. They had the lowest rushing total of the year in that opener. They were 1 of 3 in the red zone, where now, since then, they're 5th in the league in red zone efficiency. Prescott's only been under 60% twice all year long, including the opener. And the big challenge for them, you saw what Ladarius Green did to the Steelers. What Ladarius Green of the Steelers did the Giants. He had 6 receptions for 110 yards. You know, how are you going to cut down? How are you going to deal with Jason Witten? because they didn't in the first game. Witten had 9 catches for 66 yards. So the Cowboys are a different team than what the Giants saw in the opener, and I think the Giants have been a little bit exposed, particularly last week against Baltimore, that running game, if you can't run, it's going to be a struggle to get the big plays down the field.
Brian, thanks. We'll talk next week.
Sounds good, guys.
That's Brian Billick, who joins us weekly talking football. We will continue doing that just after 5 o'clock with Rich Campbell of the Tribune, but we have an opportunity to discuss any number of things that we have talked about today, some basketball things, baseball stuff as well. Here, heard Jed Hoyer on the Score earlier today, and they knew, they had an understanding. I know he's saying what he says about seeing Dexter Fowler sign elsewhere, but they made their decision.
Yeah,
they knew he was going to sign elsewhere.
They're being very polite because they are very fond of Dexter Fowler,
right.
But they had no thoughts of him coming back this year. They had
not after any of the initial conversation of, hey, if possible, then the reception they got was, nah.
Yeah, but
happening.
Do you think they thought for one second
no.
he was going to take another one-year deal?
No, I don't. Okay. But I know that they were hopeful of exhausting any possibility
sure.
that he might, because you got to make those calls.
Absolutely.
And then it was very clear that the money was going to be there for generational wealth for Dexter and his family and his children's children and their children. We are at Anthony's in Joliet. Great place to catch Hawks games. They're an official Black Hawks bar. 35 big screen TVs, daily food and drink specials, and the food I can personally vouch for was wonderful.
Hawks Rangers tonight. Antti Raanta will be in goal for the Rangers. He's been playing well. Henrik Lundqvist has not. Can see Jimmy Vesey. Kevin Hayes playing really good. That shouldn't be a surprise. Playing Willie really well for the Rangers.
He's Rosner. I'm Bernstein. It's the Boards and Bernstein Show on the Score.
The 3-9 Bears now face the division leading Lions. Can the Bears get a win and make it a season sweep of this division foe? We're talking about it right up to game time. So get ready for the game with us on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's home for Bears fans.
This is Jim Rome with the CBS Sports Minute, brought to you by Halesburg Diamonds. Here's to love. Here's a stunner. The Houston Cougars are not going to hire Lane Kiffin, but instead are going with Major Applewhite. It's a stunner because USA Today reported, quote, though it's possible Houston could backtrack, Kiffin has been operating as if he will become the next Houston coach as of Wednesday night, end quote. That's pretty awesome. He had been acting as if he'd become the next Houston coach? I'd love to know how. Was he reaching out to potential members of his coaching staff? Was he recruiting players as the head coach of the Cougars? Did he move into Tom Herman's office? Did he buy a house in Houston? What does that mean he's been acting like the next coach of Houston? We know this. He's not. That's about as Kiffin-y as things get, right up there with attempting a 76-yard field goal with the Raiders. I'm Jim Rome.
Hey, I'm here at your Metro PC store. What's the best deal I can get for switching over?
How does a free smartphone sound?
Sounds good, but is it a tiny smartphone?
Nope, 5-inch HD screen.
Good brand?
Great brand. Samsung, and it's a Galaxy.
So I got a free Samsung Galaxy?
Yeah, you're a tough man to bargain with.
Everyone gets a free Samsung Galaxy On 5 at Metro PCS. Switch today and get a free smartphone after instant rebate. Yes, a free Samsung Galaxy. Metro PCS. Wireless figured out.
Coverage not available in some areas. Sales tax not included. Not valid for numbers currently on the T-Mobile network. See store for details, terms and conditions, and network info.
This is an important medical alert for anyone suffering from back or knee pain. If you or a loved one suffers from back or knee pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, relief is now a phone call away. If you have Medicare, you may immediately qualify to receive your back or knee brace at little or no cost. We also have braces available for shoulders, ankles, and wrists. The call is free and there is no obligation. Call Pain Management Specialists at 888-302-3308. That's 888-302-3308.
Learn more.
All right, one of the things I love most about my Xfinity internet is the ability to download my favorite TV shows, and then I can watch them on the go using my Xfinity TV app. I use the app all the time. It's probably my most used app on my phone. Not only can I download TV shows and then watch them on the go, usually on the train going back and forth from the city, I can even access my DVR using the Xfinity TV app. Another great feature of having Xfinity. But the internet, though, is the best, the fastest, the most reliable in the country. And right now, there's a great deal going on with Xfinity internet. If you're not an Xfinity customer, you should be. So many great products, and the customer service has gotten so much better. They really strive to make sure they take care of their customers so well. You're going to be happy with every aspect of Xfinity. I can promise you that. And right now, they have a great deal for their most popular in-home internet speed. It's just $39.99 a month for 12 months. Then you can even upgrade and get 75 megs, a little faster speeds, for just $15 more per month. To do that, you need to first become an Xfinity customer. To become a customer, you need to call them at 1-800-XFINITY or go online to Xfinity.com and make that switch today. Now, this offer ends 12/21. You have some time, but don't wait because the holiday's coming up. You're going to get distracted. You're going to forget, and then this deal's going to go away. It's a great deal right now. If you're tired of your old, slow, unreliable internet, it's time to make that change to Xfinity. Call them today, 1-800-XFINITY, or go online to Xfinity.com.
This week's most popular music. 42 years ago, 1974.
Number three.
The 3 Degrees. When will I see you again?
When will I see you again?
Number two. Billy Swan, I Can Help.
Do you good? Let me help.
And the number one song this week, 42 years ago in 1974. Carl Douglas, Kung Fu Fighting.
Everybody wants Kung Fu Fighting.
Every evening, you'll see the experience.
We have a rare look at what U.S. forces are facing.
That noise you can hear is debris raining down on top of us.
Every evening, you'll see the integrity.
What does that level of sophistication tell you about who might be responsible?
Every evening, you'll find understanding.
When you went into the cafe, what did you see? He shot 3 of them, just like that.
Original reporting, the CBS Evening News with Scott Pelley, only on CBS.
Are you paying too much for auto insurance or looking for coverage? Do you know which insurance company has the lowest rates? Call Direct Insurance now, and instead of searching through hundreds of insurance companies, let us do the work for you and match you with the one company that meets your auto insurance needs. Best of all, our service is free. Call now, 800-901-1249, 800-901-1249, 800-901-1249.
IRS, the most feared agency in the world. Here at Platinum Tax Defenders, we're A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, and we're proud to be one of the only firms in the country who helps taxpayers no matter how much they owe. Whether you owe just a few $1,000s or hundreds of thousands, call now and take the first step in getting your tax matter resolved before the IRS seizes your assets or garnishes your wages. Call 800-349-9770. That number again is 800-349-9770. 800-349-9770.
Are you a local business owner? Are you looking to boost sales? Break through the advertising clutter with online radio ads. With Audio Ad Sensor, you have 30 seconds to tell your story, message, or promotion to highly engaged listeners for as little as $75 a month. Advertise to thousands on some of the most trusted stations in radio. It's great for events. Create your campaign today. Head over to AudioAdSensor.com for more information. That's AudioAdSensor.com.
Are you the parent of a 2 to 7-year-old? Listen closely for an exciting free radio offer. By now, you've probably heard of ABC Mouse, the Parents' Choice Award-winning online learning program that's actually changing the lives of early learners everywhere.
ABC Mouse is like a little one-on-one teacher. It has helped her so much.
Right now, we're offering a special radio promo to try it free for a month, but you have to go to abcmouse.com/radio offer to claim your free month. That's abcmouse.com/radio offer.
This is an important medical alert for anyone suffering from back or knee pain. If you or a loved one suffers from back or knee pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, relief is now a phone call away. If you have Medicare, you may immediately qualify to receive your back or knee brace at little or no cost. We also have braces available for shoulders, ankles, and wrists. The call is free and there is no obligation. Call Pain Management Specialists at 888-302-3308. That's 888-302-3308.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, or anything else. Serenity Insurance specializes in low-cost SR22 or FR44 auto insurance. We've opened a phone line for very affordable car insurance meant specifically for overpaying high-risk drivers. The quote is free, and we'll handle the filings. Call 800-986-0694, 800-986-0694, 800-986-0694.
An important message for all Americans who owe $7,500 or more in back taxes to the IRS. The tax pros at OIC Tax can help you. Call 800-416-4460 to find out if you qualify for the IRS's financial hardship program. OIC Tax can stop the IRS from garnishing your wages and help you get back on track with your tax problems. Call 800-416-4460 for a free consultation. That's 800-416-4460. 800-416-4460. Call now.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
It is a Friday for us, which means the Bud Light Who Needs Two Tavern Tour, and it brings us out here to Joliet. And looking at the CBSChicago.com traffic map, I'm maybe spending the rest of my life here.
Dan will sleep on the bar tonight.
Yep, I think I'm
come on by and see it.
Sizing up this table, I think I may head over to Mattress Firm and say, look, you know, I've been saying nice things about these mattresses. What do you say? You just, you know, leave the keys here and let me kind of hang out over here and spend a couple nights.
That works out well. You can spend some time at the bar, several hours at the bar, and then just crawl across the street and
onto a Tempur-Pedic, get the adjustable base going, find a spare blanket lying around, and I'm good.
Wake up when you wake up. Find yourself something to eat here at the bar.
And look, instead of home here, I have 35 working televisions. In Shorewood, it's John on the score.
Oh, hey, guys. Hey, you guys might have discussed Tiger last week, but I missed that. So I have two questions, Barry. Did you see anything in his swing that looks like he might be taking some stress off of his back? And second, assuming he stays healthy, and that's a huge assumption, what are reasonable expectations for success? Let's say he stays healthy for about a five-year stretch. What should we expect from him?
Oh, John, if he stays healthy, he's going to win again, and he's going to win a lot, just as he did 3 years ago when he won five times, and I thought probably should have won two majors that year. It's all about health. He's got to stay healthy so that he can practice. He's got to stay healthy so that he can participate in events. I think what you saw in the Bahamas was a guy who got tired. Physically tired and mentally tired on those back nines. He was the best player in the tournament on the front nine, if you add it all up. And on the back nine, he was one of the worst. But he did, on Friday, shoot a 7-under bogey-free round, which is really staggering. It's surprising, shocking, and stunning and staggering that he could do those things. Given a 15-month layoff and three back procedures, I didn't have those kind of expectations for his first time out. As for taking stress off the back, he was definitely swinging with less violence than he has in a very long time. It was really smooth, really easy. Really, the only thing that I saw missing was the chipping around the greens, which is the hardest part of the game. Judging distance on short shots, on those tight lies around the greens with a wedge is really tough. That's the last thing that's going to come. And again, that comes with reps. I mean, that comes with playing in tournaments. You can do it at home all you want until you are under the stress of tournament action, and you have to do that and perform. And those weren't yips. That's judging distance, remembering your distance, because it's all feel at that point, and he didn't have that. But
some of the swings looked free and easy.
It didn't have the violence of the last few years. And
dropping his head.
And yeah, that the 6 inches of the dropping of the head, which is, it makes it impossible then to square up the club. Yeah, he wasn't doing that. But I thought all in all, really, really good for him, given the layoff, given all the problems that he's had. And if he can stay healthy, I think he will not only win again on the PGA Tour, but he'll win majors again.
Scoreboard update.
4:31 in the Northwestern Basketball Update Studio. I'm Julie DeCaro. Join Chicago's Big Ten team at Welsh Ryan Arena this Sunday at 6 p.m. Single game and family plans on sale now at nusports.com. Dexter Fowler, no longer a Cub. Today, the free agent outfielder signed a five-year, $82 million deal with the Cardinals. Cubs GM Jed Hoyer talked to Spiegel and Goff today and explained why the Cubs didn't make a big push to re-sign Fowler.
When it came to, you know, a long-term deal and a big commitment, you know, for up the field player, you know, we felt like the right thing to do was to, you know, probably long term was to focus those resources on pitching. And so it's a hard decision. I think that's the kind of decision we get paid to make, that, you know, we have to divvy up our resources, you know, the best way we know how to do it. And when you have a young player like Albert, who's basically ready to play, I think we have to make those hard decisions sometimes.
As for the White Sox, they're still talking about a deal for closer David Robertson with the Nationals. Bob Nightingale says Washington originally wanted to include Robertson as part of the deal for Adam Eaton, but the two sides weren't able to come to an agreement. Bears and Lions match up on Sunday in Detroit. Wide receiver Eddie Royal and lineman Mike Adams are doubtful for this one. Jonathan Anderson, Jonathan Banks, Josh Bellamy, and Marquise Wilson are questionable. Blackhawks and Rangers tonight from the United Center. Coach Joe Quenneville said yesterday he was hoping to see Captain Jonathan Toews back on the ice by today, but that didn't happen at the morning skate. Brent Seabrook also out for this one. He's day-to-day with an upper body injury. Bulls have the day off today. They'll host the Heat tomorrow. In college football, it's Major Applewhite, not Lane Kiffin, taking over as head coach at Houston. Charlie Strong reportedly in talks to take over at the University of South Florida. Chase what's left of 2016 in a new Acura. For great deals, hurry to your Chicagoland Acura dealers during the Acura Season of Performance sales event. Experience precision crafted performance. Go to ChicagoAcuraDealers.com today. I'm Julie DeCaro. You're listening to the home for the Ed Napleton Automotive Group Bears Mondays, starting at 5 a.m. with Mully and Hanley, breaking down the Bears-Lions game and continuing with coverage throughout the day on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This scoreboard update was brought to you by MD Anderson Cancer Center, making cancer history.
Cancer, we're your enemy. We're fighting you with exceptional teams of doctors, advanced technology, and groundbreaking clinical trials. Ranked number one in the nation for cancer care by U.S. News and World Report, the University of Texas MD Anderson Cancer Center is focused on making cancer history.
So we heard a lot about Major Applewhite in the news today.
Or, also Major Applegate.
Yeah, I don't know what job he got, but Major Applewhite is the new Houston coach. And these airwaves, you can also hear about Major Applegate being the... I keep thinking, and tell me if I have this wrong, but what I can't shake is Marshall Applewhite, who was the leader of the Heaven's Gate cult. Remember, they were dressed in purple, and they thought that there was a spaceship behind the Hale-Bopp comet, and they all took barbiturate-laced applesauce or something?
So you have Christina Applegate.
Right.
You have
Marshall Applewhite and
Major Applewhite.
Am I right about that? That was Marshall Applewhite, was the creepy cult leader who told everybody to kill themselves. At that point, probably say, no, I don't think so.
Depends. Yeah. It really depends on, how you're feeling at that point.
Look, if you're not doing it at this point in 2016, you're probably not going to do it. Now, in the discussion before when I was mentioning, I don't know how we got on this, but I was mentioning the parking at Old Orchard.
Ugh.
We got a text.
I won't go there.
A text from somebody. A text who said, my uncle is a Skokie cop who breaks up at least one actual physical altercation in that parking lot over a parking space per year. And then, I don't know where this comes from.
What's the matter with you? I had this spot.
I was there first. I also don't understand what the Cubs are doing. I don't know what the White Sox are doing.
I'm going to hit you with my cane.
And I forgot what I was doing.
I'm going to hit you right in the eye with my cane.
Listen, Weinberg, you get over here. Moskowitz, back off. So, but Stonecutter says that Old Orchard parking lot, I am convinced, is a practical joke. There is no way, no way there are that many people there at one time, especially considering the movie theater has its own parking lot. The lot itself wraps all the way around the east and north sides of the mall, and there's the mini garage on the east side and the big garage on the northwest side. You could go to Old Orchard at noon on a Tuesday.
In the dead of winter.
There will be zero spots between Maggiano's and McCormick and Schmick's.
It's an outdoor mall. He says, even in the dead of winter.
How are there that many people at that mall? There are no lines anywhere. There's a handful of people milling about, a few here and there, and then cars everywhere, even factoring in employees. There shouldn't be that many occupied spots.
It's just all from the medical building.
No, I don't know what it is, but it's that side in particular. It's impossible. It's just the aggressiveness of people protecting their spots or their intended spots or their way they're swooping around to grab one and stake their claim into somebody backing out their minivan. Okay. I'll wait for the next one. Good Lord.
I won't go. I will not go to that place.
I wanted to ask you this, too. Jonathan Toews' injury is starting to get a little Bearsy in that they're even when they've said they're optimistic, they're then, well, again, he didn't skate. Now, I don't know if you've done, made a whole lot of phone calls. It's apparently some kind of back injury, and I don't know exactly what. But the fact that it happened the way it happened, where it exacerbated something that had happened before, you start talking about a back, that's not a guy you can lose and still win a title.
Yeah, I'm not sure that it's not a shoulder, but regardless of what it is, you give him whatever time he needs. And, yeah, but you're right about that. They're not going anywhere without him. What's interesting to watch is the way Joel has tightened this thing up, because if you remember his last year in Colorado, right before he got fired, he managed to make the playoffs after losing his three best players. And this isn't quite the same thing, but they're definitely lacking on offense right now, and he has told them, you know, we're going to try to win 1-0, 2-1, if we have
without
to.
Without your starting goaltender.
Also without your starting goaltender, and tonight without Brent Seabrook as well.
And sometimes if that's the case, you're just packing back defensively. Yeah. You're not asking your defenseman to hurry the puck out of there and try those diagonal stretch passes, and you hope one goes in off a skate, and then you just drop everybody back to the blue line.
You're going
to
find this controversial, but in my world, if you do not give up any goals, you cannot lose the game.
However, here's the problem, and this is the problem with a team predicated on puck possession. It is why they call the dreaded two-goal lead, that a team trying just to protect and trying to pitchfork it out of their zone will tend to allow the other team to have the puck more. And the
doesn't necessarily mean that. It depends how you play in the neutral zone and how you play in the offensive end. You don't make some of the passes you would normally try to make, maybe from behind the net or from the corners or even from the blue line. You play it much more conservatively, with in mind the idea that you don't want any two-on-ones or three-on-twos going the other way.
Sure, but the same things apply to be material for the Hawks, and understandably that we know metrically for hockey, it's possession and five-on-five, winning faceoffs. And that's the other problem with Taves.
They've actually been fine on the faceoffs since he went out. Not the first couple games after he went out, but as of late, they've been better at the dot, which is kind of surprising since he's first or second in the league this year in faceoffs.
Yeah, I get worried when a possession team is philosophically, and understandably so, but when they're trying to do something that runs against how they're constructed.
It doesn't mean that you have to play against the norm. It just means you play smarter, that's all, and you play a little more conservatively, and you think in terms of not making some of the high-risk plays that you sometimes would, given who's on the ice.
Do you tell Brian Campbell not to, you know, race it down the ice? Because that's a guy who is in danger of that one turnover that ends up in the back of your net because he's trying to make a play, and that's just who he is.
That's usually in his own end. That's usually the play he makes in his own end, the kind of pass or the kind of high-risk play he tries to make back there. And, yes, you tell him, just don't do that.
But he's 36 or whatever he is, right? Wouldn't he have stopped by now? I mean, he knows he's not supposed to do it, but he never has.
No, he never has.
That's Rosner. I'm Bernstein. Coming up at the top of the hour, Rich Campbell is going to join us on The Score.
You're listening to the number one sports station in Chicago. Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
CBS Thursday, it's time to celebrate with The Big Bang Theory.
That is so cool.
We guarantee good food.
Why did you get a party sub? A party sub implies it's a party.
Your attendance implies it's not.
And awkward conversation.
People think you're a little mean.
Oh, yeah? You one of those people?
No.
Don't miss TV's number one comedy.
I like a party as much as the next man, as long as the next man doesn't like a party.
The Big Bang Theory, CBS Thursday, or stream it live or on demand.
Feel you will love the way they caress her every curve. More than a gift, they're a feeling. An invitation to relax a little longer. The world's softest pajamas are available only at pajamagram.com. Visit today and give her a gift that keeps on giving to both of you. You don't even have to wrap, because every Pajamagram includes free gift packaging. Christmas delivery is guaranteed. So visit pajamagram.com or call 1-800-GIVE.
CBS Wednesday.
Hello, residents. This is Angel's Memorial.
At Angel's Memorial Hospital.
Let's move!
When the patients outnumber the resources, it's called Code Black.
The vitals are dropping.
Why isn't it working?
Ready?
1, 2, 3.
Academy Award winner Marsha Gay Harden and Rob Lowe.
You with me on this?
Game on.
Code Black, CBS Wednesday, or stream it live or on demand.
Interesting items in music. White Christmas was written by Jewish songwriter Irving Berlin somewhere around the year 1940. Different accounts give different dates. The most well-known version is the Bing Crosby version, which just so happens to be the biggest selling single of all time, with sales over 100 million. Add to that sales from various other artist performances, and the song has easily sold over 150 million. Interestingly enough, Berlin hated the version recorded by Elvis, so much so that he tried to get it banned from radio. History. This week in 1969, the Jackson 5 made their first network television appearance in the U.S. when they appeared on The Ed Sullivan Show. This week in 1970, The Doors played what would be their last ever live show with frontman Jim Morrison. This week in 1982, Karen Carpenter made her last live appearance with The Carpenters. MTV aired Nirvana's Unplugged session for the first time this week in 1993.
This is Michael Rappaport of the I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast. If you love fantasy football as much as I do, then come listen to the podcast for the Fantasy Football Follies every week. We are bringing the fun and the funk back to fantasy. If you want to dance with the dingo in daily or weekly fantasy football and my team, Rappaport's Delight, then tune in to the I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast on iTunes, Play It/Rappaport, and more. Fantasy Football Follies.
I Am Rappaport Podcast.
Are you paying too much for auto insurance or looking for coverage? Do you know which insurance company has the lowest rates? Call Direct Insurance now, and instead of searching through hundreds of insurance companies, let us do the work for you and match you with the one company that meets your auto insurance needs. Best of all, our service is free. Call now, 800-901-1249, 800-901-1249, 800-901-1249.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, or anything else. Serenity Insurance specializes in low-cost SR22 or FR44 auto insurance. We've opened a phone line for very affordable car insurance meant specifically for overpaying high-risk drivers. The quote is free, and we'll handle the filings. Call 800-986-0694, 800-986-0694, 800-986-0694.
Are you a local business owner? Are you looking to boost sales? Break through the advertising clutter with online radio ads. With Audio Ad Center, you have 30 seconds to tell your story, message, or promotion to highly engaged listeners for as little as $75 a month. Advertise to thousands on some of the most trusted stations in radio. It's great for events. Create your campaign today. Head over to audioadcenter.com for more information. That's audioadcenter.com.
An important message for all Americans who owe $7,500 or more in back taxes to the IRS. The tax pros at OIC Tax can help you. Call 800-416-4460 to find out if you qualify for the IRS's financial hardship program. OIC Tax can stop the IRS from garnishing your wages and help you get back on track with your tax problems. Call 800-416-4460 for a free consultation. That's 800-416-4460. 800-416-4460. Call now.
This is an important medical alert for anyone suffering from back or knee pain. If you or a loved one suffers from back or knee pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, relief is now a phone call away. If you have Medicare, you may immediately qualify to receive your back or knee brace at little or no cost. We also have braces available for shoulders, ankles, and wrists. The call is free and there is no obligation. Call Pain Management Specialists at 888-302-3308. That's 888-302-3308.
This
is Sports Radio 670 The Score
and 670thescore.com,
Chicago Sports Station.
I'm looking at pictures of the long lines that wrapped around the Michigan Avenue Cubs pop-up store where they unveiled the first stop of the World Series trophy where people could ogle it and then go buy Cubs merchandise. There was, and I keep, every time I think we've reached peak Cubs merchandise ahead of the Christmas season, you see another thing, either something gets popped up on a street corner, or in the back of the Jewel, these tables and tables and tables, just with piles of Cubs, everything. And people are buying, like, see, this is a time, and I always say this before, I say there really is nothing more pathetic than wearing a division champion hat or shirt. Like, if you, when you were a young Sox fan, maybe in 1984, you're like, hey, division champion, wee.
You know, wrong year, Dan.
Worse?
Well, no, I said in 84. I didn't own it the year before. I did that on purpose. I know when they won, but I just not when I wore it because I didn't have it at that
point.
You
also didn't want to say 83.
Right, no, I got it at the I got it in Hanukkah of 83, which meant I was pretty much
83
more the next year there.
You want to know what's worse? Having a whole bunch of T-shirts that say Cubs 1984 National League Champions.
Right. Well, those go to Sierra Leone or wherever they're
not necessarily. Not if you bought them in partnership with another vendor and had them ready to go for after game two.
Do you when still have some?
No, I don't think so.
Okay, because that would kind of be a cool thing.
But I had a whole bunch of those.
But here's the thing.
Sat around for a long time.
I did think about getting my kids something, because when you win it all, though, if it is the year you win the World Series or the Super Bowl, then that stuff automatically goes from ridiculous to cool. If you are wearing a 2016 Cubs Central Division Champions shirt, because that was all available right away, you know, National League Champions, I think that is cool to wear it that year, knowing they were also World Series champs. It's sort of a subtle hipster move to say, yeah, you know, I could have a thing that says World Series champ, but I'm gonna slow walk it.
I don't get that at all.
You don't get it?
No.
It doesn't make sense to you. I think if you end at the division championship and that's it, and you sort of proudly and unironically like, yeah, my team won the division. Yeah, okay. You know, it's like, you know, they're in, like, Vancouver hanging banners for the President's Trophy. You know, all right, Mazel Tov. That's a nice banner you have there. And a statue of your coach bitching about officiating.
Which is probably melted from the fire you started right outside the building.
They just happened to try to burn it down. But so it looks desperate and dumb to actually be proud of something less than a championship. But if it is the year that team actually won the championship, I think there's a little bit of cachet in sort of understating it a little bit. It's like, yeah, they did win the division.
Is
that
just because you bought those for your kid and now you don't want to spring for the next?
No.
Yeah, that's what it sounds like.
No, I've been consistent about that. I've always felt that. I think if your team has actually won, wearing stuff that celebrates other milestones on the way to that title is okay. I will allow for that. It's just the when you'd see that guy in college and it's like, you know, New York Giants, division champs. Okay. All right. Sweet. Congrats, big fella. That's awesome. It's got that going for you.
That
there.
Is terrific.
Right?
That's good for you. Okay. Speaking of the World Series, there was one canceled in 1994.
By your guy.
My guy, Bud Selig, was the commissioner at the time. You know, Dan, when we get this ballot every year for the players, rule number 5 states voting shall be based upon a player's record, playing ability, integrity, sportsmanship, character, and contributions to the team. Mm-hmm. It's rule number 5. I take it seriously. Apparently, it doesn't apply to former commissioners. Bud Selig was voted into the Hall of Fame last weekend by the Today's Game Era Committee. And this is the guy who profited more from steroids in baseball than all but a few players, to the tune of about $200 million.
Well, what about collusion?
You want the list. I mean, there's collusion. There was the threat of contraction. There was the 94 World Series, his famous All-Star Game fiasco. Economic overhauls of the game that were designed to benefit his franchise, which he owned while he was commissioner, and he became commissioner in a coup led by himself, Stan Cook, and Peter O'Malley. He then inserted himself as commissioner.
Running on the platform of trying to help small and mid markets rather than help the game.
Right. And Faye Vincent was a guy who actually wanted to be the commissioner of baseball, not the commissioner of the owners. They made sure to take care of that. I could list you 50 or 100 things that he did that were despicable while he was commissioner, but in my mind, the one that sticks out is that he allowed Jeff Loria to take over the Expos. He originally bought a 24% stake. It became 94% when he instituted a series of cash calls, which he knew his fellow stakeholders could not answer. He then got a 94% stake in the team, ran the team into the ground, wanted to move it to Washington, but Bud wouldn't let him because he had other plans for that. He then bought, Bud did, for Jeff Loria. He bought the team for $120 million, gave him a $38 million interest-free loan so that Loria could then buy the Marlins from John Henry, who wanted to buy the Red Sox. So then Loria got what he wanted, which is the Marlins. Henry got what he wanted, which is the Red Sox. MLB got Montreal for, for what, like 30 cents on the dollar, something like that. He sold then the Expos, did Bud Selig, to Ted Lerner for $420 million. So every baseball owner made a $10 million profit on that. The price, though, included a $600 million stadium for the Nationals built by the District of Columbia. Loria then got his own $600 million stadium funded 80% publicly. Mm-hmm. That is the essence of Bud Selig. Lie to 10 owners, promise 10 owners something else, threaten the other 10. He was also in the middle of a war between Doubleday and Wilpon when Wilpon was trying to buy out Doubleday. They purposely deflated the price of the franchise so that Wilpon could get it for a song. He was in the middle of that lawsuit. This is what Bud Selig did during his time as commissioner. But there's steroids, there's collusion, there's contraction, there's purposely manipulating CBAs to try to benefit his own franchise, which he owned at the time. This is one of the most despicable people in the history of Major League Baseball. He is now in the Hall of Fame, but you're going to tell me, and I saw this, some voters will not vote for Curt Schilling, who's a slam dunk Hall of Famer, because of things that he has said post-career, but they were cheering the Bud Selig election to the Hall of Fame. I now have to consider whether Rule 5 even applies to how I'm supposed to apply it to all the guys who were clearly on steroids all those years. So I have to rethink my ballot and whether Rule 5 even matters anymore if it doesn't apply to Bud Selig.
That's Barry Rosner, who will clearly be listening attentively tomorrow morning when Bud Selig and John Schuerholz, both new Hall of Famers, will be on The Score with Bruce Levine. Next up, Rich Campbell is going to join us to talk a little bit about the Bears. You have WSCR, The Score.
Chicago Cubs win the World Series.
Hi, everybody. It's Pat Hughes. Get your copy of the Chicago Cubs Win the World Series audio CD.
Order now so you get it in time for Christmas.
Only $19.99 plus shipping. Order now at cbschicago.com/Cubs.
Come out for the Miller Lite's Best Seat in the House Monday Night Football Party at Buffalo Wild Wings in Algonquin, Crystal Lake, and Hoffman Estates, starting at 7:30 p.m. Come out and register for a chance to sit front and center in a custom exhibit leather recliner for the game. You'll also receive $100 in free food for you and your friends, and you'll be qualified for the ultimate Fan Cave Prize Pack that includes the recliner and a 50-inch HD TV. Plus, win tons of other prizes. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports. Must be 21 to enter. And present to win.
Featuring items like slow smoked prime ribs, smoked ham, and char crusted beef tenderloin. Traditional sides, homemade desserts from the Real Urban Bakery. Call the holiday hotline at 847-861-1190. That's 861-1190 to place your order today. Real Urban Barbecue, located in Highland Park, Vernon Hills.
IRS, the most feared agency in the world. Here at Platinum Tax Defenders, we're A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, and we're proud to be one of the only firms in the country who helps taxpayers no matter how much they owe. Whether you owe just a few $1,000s or hundreds of thousands, call now and take the first step in getting your tax matter resolved before the IRS seizes your assets or garnishes your wages. Call 800-349-9770. That number again is 800-349-9770. 800-349-9770.
Cummings,
Hawthorne, Water Tower, Orland Park, Chicago Ridge, Oak Brook, Naperville, and Louis Joliet. Last year, I bought Pandora jewelry for my wife and my mom and captured their style with Pandora's unique and stylish collection. This year, I'll be checking out the new holiday collection. From stackable rings to elegant charms, stylish new necklaces and earrings in 14 karat gold and silver. I know I'll find another perfect gift. Visit memorablecharms.com to see what stores are participating.
Are you the parent of a 2 to 7 year old? Listen closely for an exciting free radio offer. By now, you've probably heard of ABC Mouse, the Parents' Choice Award-winning online learning program that's actually changing the lives of early learners everywhere.
ABC Math is like a little one-on-one teacher. It has helped her so much.
Right now, we're offering a special radio promo to try it free for a month. But you have to go to abcmouse.com/radio offer to claim your free month. That's abcmouse.com/radio offer.
This event.
With better access to world-class medicine, stretching from Chicago to the suburbs and throughout Northern Illinois.
With better thinking, resources, and above all,
better physicians, nurses, researchers, and care teams working together to give our communities access to a better experience every single day.
So that when you or someone you love